in the halacha that that which goes in otzitz nakuv, chayiv in trumas amaisus, can be explained in one of two ways. Either that the chiyuv of trumas amaisus doesn't depend on the halacha of mechuba, but simply on yanika, and since this is an otzitz nakuv, and there's yanika, so it's chayiv in trumas amaisus. Or we can explain that since it's an otzitz nakuv and there's a hole in it, so that's mevatel the shem kli, and therefore it's considered mechuba. So in terms of the shaila, the choy the zaraya that because an otzitz of cheres according to Rashi. And utzitz shall eat, according to Tosus, a chayv in trumas amaisus, even without a nekev, because they're more porous and therefore there is yanika. But if the halacha was because you need nekev to mevatel shem kli, here there is no nekev. But if it depends on yanika, so these are more porous, cheres and eitz, and therefore it's chayv in trumas amaisus. And another raya, not like the second shot, namely that the nekev is mevatel shem kli, is from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadehei, that the sheer nekev to mevatel kli, by kli cheres, is kimotzi rimonim, which is a larger sheer than kidei shorish katan. So you see, that's a shear in the kiva only for the chiv tumas amaisus. And you see, so you see, it's not like the second shot that it comes to mevatel the kli, because this shear is a smaller shear, not kidei rimonim. So according to what we said, that we proved that the first pshat, that otzitz nakuv is chayv in trumas amaisus because it depends on yanika, we can also explain the psak of the Rambam, that the Rambam says this relates to Bikurim, in Perek Beis from Bikurim Halachates. The Rambam says, HaGodol ba'otzitz afa pishu nakuv, eno mevi mimeno kol ika, shenema ba'artzam. So you see that there's no chiyuv Bikurim in otzitz nakuv, even though there would be a chiyuv of trumas amaisus. And to explain that chilek, it would seem that from the gzeres hakos of ha'atzam, for the chiyuv bikurim, you need mechuba, and yanika is not enough, even though that is sufficient for trumas amaisus, for the chiyuv trumas amaisus. However, we can ask on this, even on this pshat, it depends on yanika, because the Gemara says in Daf Ches, here in Gittin, Ad kan lo kamei rabbonon hosum, namely that ofa chutzlots haba besvina lo aretz is chayv b'maisu v'shriyas, ela besvina de lo mafsik avira de maya, ki aris michta, aris michta de maya. Aval otzis the mafsik avira lo. Now, in the halacha mafsik avira, that's a chsorin in mechuba. So it's mukach, like the second shot, that you need mechuba for the chiv tumas amaisus, and the unique is not sufficient. And also we can prove that otzitz is considered mechuba because the Rambam paskins in Perek Beis from Hilchos Tumas Oichlim, otzitz shu nokov kidei sheyeche mimenu shoresh gadon havehu ka'aretz v'hanatua bo einu mekabel tuma. So you see, it's not just a loch of yanika, it's considered mechuba because the gabei tuma, it's not mekabel tuma, that has been a yanika, that depends on mechuba. So you see, that's considered mechuba. But if we say, then it comes back to the question, if we say that it's considered mechuba, according to the Rambam, why is it that you don't bring bikurim from an atzitz nakav? So we have to say that there are different shiurim by atzitz nakav as relates to mechuba, to mevatel the shem kli, that for trumas and maestras and tuma, it's sufficient with the shiur atzitzimen and shoras katan to consider it mechuba. But as bikurim, because of the gzeis akos of atzam, that we need a bigger shear, namely the shear of kamotzi rimonim.